James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Look, a gift, by definition, is what? Something that you give to somebody freely and expect nothing in return, or something you receive freely that you get and there's no strings attached. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to pay for it. That's a gift. Of course, that sodomite didn't believe in that definition. I had to really explain it to him. And he still didn't really, you know, I talked about the gift to him. And he's like, well, you just explained that that's what the gift was, that it's, you know, doing something and getting something. No. I was trying to explain that Santa Claus is used as a lie to tell people that gifts are something you have to work for or be good for or pay for. And that's the really the most damaging thing, I think, of all, is that it teaches people the wrong definition of a gift. Because, look, salvation is free. Amen. It doesn't cost a dime. Amen. And if you teach children that you have to be good to get a gift, then guess what? It makes our job way harder when we have to go up and give the gospel to somebody. I've had lots of kids be confused about what a gift is just probably because of that. So the damage that this false Santa Claus, this false God, this lie from the pit of hell has done to children, who knows how bad and how deep-rooted it is in people. Yeah. And you're like, you know, you're making a big deal out of this, Pastor Thompson. Yeah, because it is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the gifts come from God. Every good gift, every perfect gift, that comes from God. It doesn't come from Santa Claus. And it's a gift, and it's free. So salvation is a gift. It's eternal life. Guess what? It's free. So, you know, and that's what the lie of Santa Claus says, is if you're good and nice, you get a gift from Santa. No, that's not a gift.
Right.
That's working for it.
Yep.
Or if you're bad, you get, like I said, you get coal or Krampus comes and kills you in some cultures. Which I don't even want to talk about that any further. But that is a real thing that people actually teach in other cultures. How weird is that? You know, that you're either going to get a present or death. I mean, that's a pretty scary culture. That's like in Germanic cultures and things like that. But the definition of a gift, let me give it to you from the dictionary. It says, a thing given willingly to someone without payment as a present. A Christmas gift is the example given. How funny is that?
Yeah.
That they use something that they say that you have to earn,
yeah.
And then in the real definition of it, they say a Christmas gift. You know, people get confused with the gift.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it's ultra wicked to try to tell people that they have to be good or they're not going to get a gift, because that's not a gift.